Hey everyone, excited to dive into a topic that seems like it's everywhere these days,
Yeah,
AI in education.
definitely having a moment.
Yeah, for sure. And we've been seeing it move from, kind of the sci-fi realm
All
into
right.
actual classrooms, which is really exciting. And I see that you've been checking out a podcast script
I have.
called AI in Education, from sci-fi to your classroom. So it was like you've done some homework.
Yeah, definitely. It was a fascinating topic.
Yeah, so let's unpack what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Hit separate the hype from the reality.
Sure.
See what's actually useful for you, the listener.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting how AI has kind of gone from this, dystopian threat to something that we rely on every day.
Totally.
I mean, think about it. We use it for shopping recommendations, music
Oh
playlists.
yeah, for sure.
It's.
It becomes so integrated into our lives that we hardly even notice it sometimes.
Right, exactly.
But I can see why some educators might still be a little hesitant
Absolutely.
to bring AI into the classroom. I mean, where do we even begin?
Well, that's what I like about this podcast script. It really emphasizes this idea of declarative clicks, not code.
Declarative clicks, not code. What does that even mean?
So basically, it means you don't have to be a programmer or a coding expert
Okay.
to use these AI tools in education. They're designed to be user-friendly.
Got it.
So you can focus on teaching, not on the technical stuff.
Okay, so declarative clicks, not code. I'm going to remember that one. But let's get a little more specific here.
Sure.
The script highlights two big concepts for educators: natural language processing and predictive analytics. Can you
Yes.
break those down for us in the context of like a real classroom?
Absolutely. So, natural language processing, or NLP, is all about helping computers understand and process human language. Like,
Okay.
think about a teacher who's grading essays. NLP-powered tools can analyze those essays, identify grammar errors, suggest improvements.
That would save so much time.
Exactly. It frees up the teacher to focus on the higher level stuff like content and critical thinking.
So instead of spending hours on grammar, I could actually be helping students develop their writing skills.
Exactly. That's the power of NLP.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, what about predictive analytics?
So predictive analytics uses data to predict future outcomes.
Okay.
Think about a tool like Edmentum. It can analyze student data like homework grades, assessment scores,
Wow.
even how much time they spend on certain activities.
Okay.
And it can identify students who might be at risk of falling behind.
Oh, wow. So, like an early warning system.
Exactly. It's about providing support before a student even realizes they need it.
I'm starting to see how this could be really powerful. Can you walk me through an example?
Sure. Let's say a student who usually does well on quizzes suddenly starts missing homework assignments.
Okay.
A predictive analytics tool would pick up on that change in behavior and alert the teacher, who
Interesting.
can then reach out and offer support.
So instead of waiting for the student to fail a test,
Right.
we can be proactive and help them before they even get to that point.
Exactly. It's about shifting from reactive to proactive.
That's a huge shift. I like it. So it sounds like these AI tools are really about empowering teachers, not replacing them.
Absolutely. It's about giving teachers the information and the tools they need to be more effective.
And the podcast script goes into some specific AI tools that educators can use right now.
It does.
Let's talk about some of those. The script mentions AI-powered grading systems like Gradescope.
Yes, Gradescope is a great example. It can automatically grade multiple choice quizzes, even some short answer questions.
Oh, wow. I actually used Gradescope in college.
Did you? It's becoming pretty popular.
Yeah, it was super helpful. I can definitely see the benefits.
Less time grading, more time for students.
I mean, who wouldn't want that? Are
Exactly.
there other AI-powered grading systems out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of innovation happening in this area.
I bet. So it's about finding the right tools for the job,
Exactly.
not just adopting technology for technology's sake.
Right.
What other tools does the script highlight?
Well, with so much digital content these days, plagiarism is a big concern. AI-powered plagiarism checkers like Turnitin can help ensure academic integrity.
Oh, yeah, I remember Turnitin from back in my school
It's
days.
been around for a while, but it's getting more sophisticated with AI.
Makes sense. So it's not just about catching students who are cheating. It's about teaching them how to properly research and cite their sources.
Exactly. It's about developing good digital citizenship skills.
I like that. And the script also mentions tools like ScribeSense and Edmentum, which use something called student engagement analytics.
Yes. These tools can provide teachers with valuable data about how students are interacting with learning materials.
Student engagement analytics. Can you give me a more concrete example of how that works?
Sure, imagine you're teaching an online lesson. ScribeSense can track how long students spend on each section.
Wow.
How often they rewind or fast forward, even if they're opening other tabs while they're supposed to be learning.
So instead of just hoping that students are paying attention, you can actually see how they're engaging with the material.
Exactly. It gives teachers real-time insights into student behavior.
That's incredible. And that data can then be used to personalize the learning experience.
Exactly. You can identify areas where students are struggling, provide extra support, even adjust your lesson plans to make them more engaging.
It sounds like these tools can really make a difference. I know you, our listener, value that personal connection.
Yes.
It's what makes teaching so rewarding, right?
Absolutely.
Connecting with each student and helping them reach their full potential.
And speaking of personal connection, the podcast tells this great story about an English teacher who was feeling completely overwhelmed by grading.
Oh, no.
She started using an AI-powered grading system.
Okay.
And it freed up hours of her time.
What did she do with all that extra time?
She used it to provide personalized feedback to her students. She was able to meet with them individually, discuss their writing, offer more in-depth guidance.
That's fantastic. It's like she was finally able to break free from the administrative burden and focus on what really matters.
Right.
Connecting with her students and helping them grow.
That's a crucial point. AI isn't about replacing teachers.
Yeah.
It's about giving them the tools and time to focus on the human element of education.
I love that idea. Fostering connections, providing mentorship, sparking a love of learning.
Exactly. And that brings us to another key theme from the podcast. AI as a partner, not a replacement.
Okay, let's talk about that. I can definitely see how AI can be a valuable tool for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a valid concern that it could create a more impersonal learning experience.
I understand that concern. And I think the key here is really about how we implement AI in the classroom.
Okay.
It's about using it thoughtfully and strategically.
So it's not about replacing those face-to-face interactions or like
right.
those aha moments that happen in a classroom.
Exactly. AI shouldn't replace those things. It should actually enhance them
yeah.
by freeing up teachers to be more present and engaged with the students.
I like that. So you're saying that AI could actually help create a more human-centered learning experience.
Absolutely. Imagine a classroom where AI takes care of those tedious administrative tasks.
Like grading.
Yeah, like grading or tracking progress. That frees up teachers to spend more time facilitating discussions.
Yeah.
Providing individual feedback, building relationships with their students.
So it's like AI takes care of the logistics so teachers can focus on the heart of education.
Exactly. It's about letting technology serve us.
Not the other way around.
Right. And I think that aligns with your interest in deeper learning and personal connection.
Yeah, for sure.
This approach to AI sees it as a partner, not a replacement.
I like that.
It's not about handing the reins over to robots.
Right.
It's about using AI to empower both teachers and students.
And the script even suggests that AI can make learning more fun and engaging.
It does.
I'll admit, I'm a little skeptical about that. How can AI inject more fun into education?
Well, think about it. AI can personalize learning experiences, adapt to individual student needs, provide interactive content.
Okay.
Instead of that one-size-fits-all approach that can sometimes feel kind of boring,
yeah.
AI can create a more dynamic and personalized learning environment.
Okay. I'm starting to see the possibilities here, but can you give me a concrete example?
Sure. Imagine a history lesson where students can interact with AI-powered simulations of historical events.
Wow.
They could explore virtual museums.
Cool.
Even have conversations with AI-powered historical figures.
That would be amazing. It's like bringing history to life.
Exactly. And AI can also facilitate collaboration and connection.
Okay, so?
Think about AI-powered platforms that connect students with peers who share similar interests.
Yeah.
Or platforms that allow students from different schools or even different countries to work together on projects.
So it's about expanding the classroom walls and bringing the world into the learning environment.
Exactly. It's about creating new possibilities for interaction and collaboration.
That's really exciting. And it's important to remember that the teacher is still at the center of all this.
Absolutely.
Right? AI is a tool that teachers can use, but it doesn't replace the human element.
The most effective use of AI in education is when it's combined with the passion, creativity, and empathy of a dedicated teacher.
I love that. It's a partnership, technology, and humanity working together.
Right.
To create a more enriching and engaging learning experience.
Exactly.
And that's what this deep dive is all about. Exploring how AI can help us unlock the full potential of education.
Yes.
So what does all of this mean for you, our listener?
Well, I think it means that the future of education is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
AI is going to play a huge role in shaping that future. And it's not about fearing technology. It's about embracing its potential to transform learning for the better.
And I think for educators who are feeling overwhelmed or burnt out, AI offers a glimmer of hope.
It does.
It's the possibility of reclaiming their time, reconnecting with their passion, and focusing on what they do best, inspiring and empowering their students.
Exactly. It's about staying curious, staying informed, and being open to new possibilities.
And this deep dive has just given you a glimpse into the world of AI and education.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, there's so much more to explore, so many more ways that AI can enhance teaching and learning.
Absolutely.
And we encourage you to continue your exploration, to ask questions, to experiment with new tools, and to imagine the possibilities of what education can become in this age of AI. Remember, this isn't just about technology. It's about people.
It's about empowering teachers, inspiring students, and creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to reach their full potential.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we leave you with one final thought.
The podcast argues that AI can make learning more fun and engaging. What are your thoughts on this? Could AI help rekindle a sense of wonder and discovery in the classroom for both teachers and students?
We'd love to hear your perspectives. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world of AI and education.
It's a journey worth taking.
You know, it's amazing to think about all this stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Like really just scratching the surface of AI in education.
Definitely.
But it's exciting though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
This idea that AI could personalize lessons, create more engaging content, and even help students from all different backgrounds learn better, it's pretty mind-blowing.
It really is. And the pace of innovation is just incredible. What we're talking about today might be completely normal in a few years.
Yeah, it makes me think of like the early days of the internet. Remember when like email was this revolutionary thing?
Right.
And now we have AI writing entire presentations for us.
It's a similar kind of trajectory, but just like with the internet, there are some challenges that come with integrating AI into education.
Yeah, that's true. It's not all sunshine and roses.
Definitely not.
We need to be careful and make sure that we're using this technology ethically and responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's part of what makes this such a fascinating topic to really dive into.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the bigger picture, the impact that AI has on society, and the ethical questions it raises. It makes us really think about the kind of future we're building.
It seems like you, our listener, are the kind of person who enjoys thinking about these bigger questions.
Yeah.
You're not just looking for easy answers. You want to understand the nuances and really think critically about how technology is shaping our lives.
And we really admire that curiosity. We encourage you to keep digging deeper, maybe even try out one of the AI tools we talked about. See how it works for you in practice.
Exactly. The important thing is to remember that AI is a powerful tool. And it's up to us to use it wisely and make sure it benefits everyone.
That's a great point to wrap things up. I think AI in education is a journey, and it's one that we're all on together.
So true. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI in education.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you learned something new, gained a fresh perspective, and maybe even got some ideas of your own.
And until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
We'll see you next time.